Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have another chakra chat today, and I am talking to the beautifully named Fallon Morningstar. Now, Fallon is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, and she is so interesting about how nutrition affects our energy, our health, our nervous system, and how what we put in our bodies is so fundamentally important. Now, she includes meditations and energy work alongside a more scientific approach to bodily nutrition, which I absolutely loved. And we delve into subjects as broad as the diet industry, hormones, epigenetics, and how to nourish our bodies in the most mindful way. So I think there's a lot of value in this conversation, a lot of value in elevating our understanding of our environmental impact, the environmental impact of what we put in our bodies and what our bodies are subjected to. And I think her practice of the functional diagnostic nutrition is really a valuable one in terms of getting into a place where perhaps the traditional medical world doesn't go in terms of really looking at the impact that what we put in our bodies has on us. So I hope you find this really interesting. I love chatting with Fallon. And so here we go. Enjoy. Okay, welcome everybody to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Today I am talking to the most beautifully named person I think I've ever met, Fallon Morningstar. And Fallon is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Have I said that right?
Yes.
Welcome, Fallon. Thank you so much for joining me.
I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, no, me too, because I think that first of all, I just want to find out, just give us a brief outline of what functional diagnostic nutrition is. Just give us an idea of what it is, first of all, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, would love to. So functional diagnostic nutrition is really a certification that I received last year. And it is a self-paced, fully remote certification that really incorporates what health actually means. It's more of a alternative health concept of addressing the entire body, like every cell, tissue, and organ as a whole system, as well as it is, incorporates functional lab testing. So if a client comes my way and has symptoms that she is presenting, I will use the testing as a support, really, to help create a protocol so we can address diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. So it's a really beautiful way to feel validated for these concerns. If you felt like, you know, they've been unanswered for a while and you just can't seem to find the missing pieces. And, you know, we're not doctors. We are practitioners, we're coaches. And so we don't diagnose or treat anything. And we take a holistic approach to the protocols.
Okay. So when you do all the diagnostics, which are, I don't know, you can give me some examples of what they are, but presumably they're things like blood tests and so on. Who is actually analyzing that, and what information are you taking from that that's going to help you to work out finding a balance for somebody?
Love the question. So when we order tests, it's through our medical director program that has doctors licensed behind the company. And that's why we're able to order these tests. So once I order it through our specific website, it gets drop shipped to the client's home. And depending on what test it is, you know, if it is saliva collection, if it is a dried urine or dried blood spot, maybe it's a stool sample, it could be a blood draw that I would help the client find a phlebotomist, and then it gets simply shipped through FedEx or UPS. And after it gets to the lab, I, as the practitioner, receive the results. Depending on the complexity of the test, I will actually go over the test with a clinical advisor, just to get more eyeballs on it, of someone that's looked at thousands and thousands of labs. And after that, then the protocol is really combined with the results and the client's symptoms. So it's not like we're treating the test. We're looking at, okay, this bacteria showed up, kind of what are some of the symptoms that the client might be experiencing, because maybe they're asymptomatic for that. So it's a really intuitive kind of detective work that we work together with the client.
It sounds fascinating. I think what I find interesting about it is that it's a very holistic feeling thing, and you're looking at everything. I know from the very basic amount of research that I've done, you're looking at environmental factors, stress factors, sleep, nutrition, exercise. Like you're taking a whole person, not just their achy, whatever it is, you know, all there.
Right. And, you know, that's so true. And I'm glad that you got that from the research that you've done, because people go to their gastroenterologist for digestive issues. They might go to their psychiatrist for mental health issues, and all of that's fine. But if there's no connection between, say, the gut and the brain, I mean, I think we're missing the point of how we can actually heal ourselves, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, this is where I'm so passionate about the chakras as a system of self-diagnosis, if you like, and in terms of not only physical but emotional terms, because of course the gut affects everything. You know, the your mental state affects your foot, you know, and how you feel. Like, everything is so connected, and understanding where the emotional baggage that you give yourself lands within your body, you know, that can be something that you can take on board in an awareness, but then to be able to actually put it right for yourself. You know, what you're offering is not just, you know, oh, now you understand that you've got, you know, ulcers because you're stressed, you know, but you're giving them a really kind of full solution, I suppose. And I'm interested to know what the you know, the gut health is one thing that I think is really important. And it seems that there's a lot more coming out recently about how our gut health affects our mental health. Do you find
Yeah, I would love to provide an example that I think could really exemplify how connected these two things are.
Yeah.
So if we're doing a stool test, let's say one of that bacteria that comes up is called Helicobacter pylori. And that is a bacteria that really feeds on our stomach acid. And we know that we need stomach acid to be able to break things down that we eat and then to absorb. So if we have this bacteria and it's kind of proliferated in our intestines and in our stomach, then we're not able to break down, say, the animal proteins that we eat. And if we can't break that down, because protein breaks down into polypeptides, which breaks down into amino acids, and those create our neurotransmitters. So if we're having anxiety, because maybe we're just not chemically creating these balance, this balance of neurotransmitters, then if we have that H. pylori in our system, then there's a really a direct link between, okay, well, that might be because we're not able to create the neurotransmitters to help us feel calm, to help us feel balanced and grounded. Does that example kind of, you know, paint a good picture of?
Yeah, I love yeah. that because, you know, it's, I think it's all very well having the sort of energetic mindset about things, but when you can actually back that up with science, with you know, words that I can't spell and things like that, it just makes it feel, you know, it no, it's really helpful. I think it's, you know, it's fascinating because the body is the most incredible machine, and the chemical reactions that go on within us and the things that we produce in order to process our food, etc., are so mind-bogglingly fascinating and complex. So to understand that, you know, it's all very well saying the mind and the gut are connected, but actually that gives a really, yeah, I like that a lot, Fallon. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's great. And so I think you've given us a really lovely idea of, you know, what this functional diagnostic nutrition is. And I want to get more into the kind of the supplement side. I don't know, just like how you go about treating all of this, but just give me a little brief history of how you came to find this. And I'm presuming because with most people they've suffered and then they've come out the other side and then have become a massive great, you know, enthusiast and proponent practitioner. So tell me your journey.
Love the question. I feel like typically the work that we do, it's the struggle that we went through to get there. So when, just to give a little history, when I was 26, I was dealing with some symptoms, those being digestive discomfort, bloating all the time. There was insomnia. My hair was falling out more than, you know, typical, usual. Strange body odor that I really never had. So just these symptoms were coming up, and I was training as a really like power lifter and bodybuilder. And so I was going back and forth between those trainings, and I did a few competitions, and it was like 6 days a week. So those symptoms, and I couldn't recover from training. It'd be 4 days after and I would still be sore and something was wrong. So I went to my family physician and I didn't receive the support that I was hoping for or the direction or it was lack of direction. He didn't know really what I was complaining about, because I clearly remember the phrase being said to me, "Well, you look fine." So I went to my gynecologist and again felt the lack of support or really being heard for what I was sharing. Mm. I had then a mutual friend going through some of this testing, and me and sometimes my science brain gets intrigued. Oh my gosh, like I would love to hear if you'd like to share. I'd love to hear what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So it ended up that I was going through the testing myself because I felt pulled to do it just to find some answers.
Yeah.
And those tests are the same ones that I help clients with now. So the certification that the practitioner had is what I have now, because I was just blown away by the information that was being shared. I was thinking more people need to know about this stuff.
Yeah.
So that is how I got into functional diagnostic nutrition. And, you know, since then, I feel like health and just feeling that vitality is an ever unfolding onion. There's always going to be blocks that we need to transmute. So as I've been able to heal the symptoms, certainly other ones have arose. Some unconscious trauma has become conscious. And so it's kind of like, okay, well, let's look at that now. And let's look at other things that we can improve on. I think one of the beautiful things that I love to work with people that are curious and driven is that next level for them is how can they continue to discover more about themselves and just feel that bliss of life. You know, it's not necessarily like we're seeking issues, but we're like, I'm observing that thought and I'd like to change that. So that is a little bit about how I got into FDN, as we term it. So the supplements, as we know, they supplement gaps in what we need some support with. So depending on the results of the test will very largely depend on the supplemental protocol. And like I said before, we as practitioners don't treat or diagnose, so we don't use antibiotics. We don't, it's really natural herbal care. So I'll go back to the example of sticking with the H. pylori. If we do find that in the system, one of the, just to go through the protocol of how to eradicate that, we would be taking a biofilm type of disruptor, because this bacteria can kind of like hide in little, we'll call them bubbles of things that they're protected, you know, they're secure. So this supplement helps to break that up. There's also an addition called Matula tea that's actually from Africa, because that is kind of where this bacteria originated. So we would be supplementing with that for 30 days, a really lovely tea. I've gone through it myself. And so that being part of it, and then we're looking to support the detox process, because as we know, there's tons of ways we can detox. The liver is one of the largest organs that helps us detox, as well as the skin. Mm-hmm. So how can we have a supplement, because we're disrupting things in the gut, you know, and so we need to have support to be able to, as best we can, detox that in a nice fashion, because depending on the individual, you can certainly potentially have a Herkimer type of reaction. So that is, in a roundabout way, how we could look at that bacteria.
Okay.
Some of the things as far as foundational supplements, I would honestly look at a whole food type of vitamin C. There's a beautiful powder you can get that has just all kinds of berries and citrusy fruits. Another one I would look at is magnesium, specifically glycinate or malate, being very supportive to the system. Because magnesium is one that we vitally need, and that even if you're eating all the fruits, vegetables, proteins, whatever.
Magnesium, isn't it? Yeah. And it's one of the ones that everyone always says is super important as a supplement, magnesium. And I don't know if you wanted to eat your fill of magnesium naturally, what would you have to eat? And how much of it would you have to eat?
Oh my goodness. To be honest, I don't even know, because say if your stress level is through the roof, there's what's called magnesium burn rate. So we burn through even more when we're stressed, and who isn't stressed today?
No.
So it's challenging to say exactly if you would eat it from whole food sources, you know, how it could find some balance there.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I want to say this, and I may be completely wrong, and people will be screaming at the podcast right now going, no, Rosanne, you're wrong. But I feel like magnesium is in oily fishes. So like your salmon and mackerel and those kind of things. I may be completely wrong. But yeah, there's only so much oily fish that you can eat in one day with, and need to get.
A fantastic statistic is that 42% of our enzymatic functions in our body are magnesium dependent.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah.
So in terms of like if someone was taking to take one extra supplement, would you recommend it to be magnesium?
Yeah, specifically a quality brand. I use Pure Encapsulations or even Jigsaw Health. And I would say either glycinate or malate would be two very good and safe forms.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, and when you're presenting, with somebody who comes to you and go, I've got this issue that I don't know how to move on from, and the doctors are telling me that I'm kind of okay and they don't really know what to do with me and stop being a fusspot. Do you have? I mean, obviously, the supplements are a big thing that do support us, and I take supplements for menopause, and when I don't take them, I go absolutely batshit. I'm horrible. So, and they've got lovely things like sage and soy and all sorts of, weird one, not just your standard vitamin A, B, whatever's in it. But if we're wanting to support ourselves through nutrition, I'm trying to wonder, I'm just sort of thinking as I'm speaking, like people come to you and it seems to me like when you go to a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, because the word nutrition's in there, I'm obviously thinking that the majority of the things are gut-based that people would come to you with, that they are. But is that true? Is it mostly gut-based? I mean, I had, I don't know, sciatica or some some sort of muscular or skeletal kind of issue. Would that be something that you would be able to deal with, or is it mostly just like this or more nutritional type things that and gut things that you would be able to deal with?
I think there are practitioners that certainly have a particular niche, we'll call it, that say Lyme disease, they're really versed in because they have it. Type 2 diabetes, like those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, if they've ever been diagnosed, I think typically that's usually how they help others with that sort of thing. But any FDN practitioner goes through what's called the DRESS protocol. And this acronym is the diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. That is standard across the board of how we support clients with. But the unique part about the individual, the client, is that say if we're doing a food sensitivity test, and more often than not, a lot of the foods that they're currently eating, even if they feel like they're healthy, are reactive. Their immune system is reacting to it. So, for example, broccoli. We all think broccoli is healthy, and it is. However, you as an individual are sensitive to it currently because you're basically the proteins, like the proteins in broccoli, are reacting to your immune system. They're getting out into your blood, into the general circulation, and your immune system is like, what is that? Let's fight that off. And so if that consistently happens and you're just not aware, because you can't really correlate, oh, well, this is broccoli, like this is totally fine for me.
Exactly.
That is the value of that food sensitivity test. But, and to add it into your nutrition. So that's huge. That's validating to say, I'm eating all healthy foods. I'm not even eating gluten, soy, dairy, and I'm still having reactions. What's going on?
Yeah.
By looking at this super simple test and implementing it, it's like, oh, okay. Thank you for the validation. Yeah. I'm going to implement this now and see how it goes. So that is in very large part how it helps with the nutrition point. However, I will say that we recommend our proteins come from a really high quality animal source. You know, if you can get them local, grass-fed, grass-finished, you know, the higher the quality, the better, fully organic, as minimally processed as possible, to just really like harp on getting the whole foods in is going to be so helpful. So I would say if I'm looking at a plate, I'm seeing a protein source, I'm seeing a carbohydrate, a vegetable, and a healthy fat. Mm. And maybe the ratio of the carb to fat fluctuates, you know, because we don't want high or and both. But also, what is it that you enjoy too? You know, so it's kind of like this dynamic of having the conversation with the client of what do they like? What can we add in? What's the test showing, you know?
Because one of the things that I'm as you're talking, I'm thinking, I've always thought that, you know, well, diets, oh my God, like $1 million, $1 billion industry that diets are. And, you know, there's a lot of diets at the moment. Specifically, I'm thinking about the keto diet, which is where you have to cut out, is it cut out all carbs? It's like really protein high.
Pretty much. Protein and fat high, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's protein and fat high, exactly. And you know, I've come across a few people who go, oh, it's fantastic. You know, it really works for me. I really like it. And, you know, I've lost some weight and I'm feeling great. And I'm like, but how can that be good for you to cut out whole food group? I just don't, that just doesn't compute for me. I mean, I've always been everything in moderation, you know, a nice balance of everything, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. You know, that's always been my philosophy. You know, life is for living, food is for enjoying. And so why deny yourself, you know, a whole food group? That feels extreme. So, I mean, how do you approach that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I've gone through my own experiences of going to extreme to the other extreme, I have found very similar to you of let's talk about some balance. I don't believe really in cutting out whole food groups because we do need those carbs.
Mm.
I will give you a personal example. I did keto for a while.
Oh, really?
I felt great for a while. I lost some weight, and that weight is really a reduction in inflammation, in large part in the beginning, because I know if you're not eating carbs, you're going to lose that water weight as well as the inflammation. And that's what kind of gets people, you know, pulled in, because they're like, I'm losing so much weight. Well, it might not actually be fat. If you're trying to lose fat, it's your water retention, because water and carbs go together. And when you don't have the carb, the water gets excreted.
Right.
So, yeah, after a while, I didn't really feel well. And if somebody is, just for example, struggling with some thyroid issues, we totally need some carbs. We need glucose, and we also need it to detoxify our liver.
Yeah.
You know, our liver is getting the pesticides. It's getting the air pollution, though, potentially, let's just say prescriptions and the water that we're unconscious of, like those type of things. It all needs to be detoxed.
Yeah.
And after some time, and as we age, it's just, it really puts some damage on the liver. So if we're cutting out carbs or whole food groups, like, of course, that's going to be an added stress.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, you've just touched on another thing that I'm really keen to talk to you about, which is about something that I think you're a bit of a specialist in, which is the minerals in our environment and, you know, what we're taking on board. And one of the things that I've been interested in for a while is the amount of hormones that there are in water. And I don't think I've ever read this anywhere. I'm just like, hang on a minute. Like, for the last 50 years, people have been on the pill. You know, there's hormones everywhere. There's animals. Like, surely the water that we're drinking is full of stuff. So talk to me about this, because it's something that I've been thinking about and interested in for ages. So please.
Yes, love the question. So if we're taking a prescription, like a hormone prescription, let's say, there's going to be things that are excreted, or if we're just taking a medication in general, there's things that's going to be excreted, whether that's through our urine or through our fecal matter. And where does that go? It goes down the toilet. It goes to the water and sewer treatment facilities. Mm-hmm. Well, according to water standards, they're not cutting out specific benzodiazepines from the water. You know, they have their own water quality standards up to the, you know, the EPA, let's say, and it just gets let out into the stream, and certainly the next town over, that might be their water supply. And yeah, maybe we have a softener in our home that helps to soften any hard water, or there's still going to be residue of things in there. It's just, you can't do it all. You know, there's going to be things that come in.
It's all going to be, you know, like, so from the sewer plant, you know, they push the water, the cleanish, whatever water, into the river or into the sea or just into the environment. And then it's going to evaporate under the sky. It's going to be a cloud. It's going to rain over there. And then it's going to be in the water system. And then it's going to be taken back out. You know, and whether it's processed or not, it's all going round and round. And all of this elemental stuff is still going to be there, surely.
Yeah, sure. And in the streams, there's fish. You know, in the ocean, there's things that we eat. Yeah. And then, you know, on the land, certainly if our animals are getting injected with hormones, and then if we're eating the animals, you know, we're also taking in any sort of stress they've had in their life, you know, because when animals are in fight or flight, they release hormones just like we do as humans. And so if they're in a stress state and we're eating them to help us be nourished, like, certainly, again, there's that feedback loop, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just all about, I believe, just being mindful of that, because I think a lot of times when we have some issues going on, whether the symptoms are coming up, I know for me personally, and even for clients, we can be really frustrated. And I think when we take in everything that we just mentioned, it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because
it's, you know, like, I can't eat anything. What am I supposed to do now? Yes.
Like that 1% better every day, or those small baby steps, and just enjoying the process, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we can't control it all. We can't fix it all. And just doing the best that we can.
So it is really just about being mindful, like buying organic as best you can, you know. I mean, the fact is that organic does cost more, and not everybody's able to spend, you know, that sort of money on everything that they buy. So if, just with that in mind, what in your view are the food groups or the things that carry them are the most important to get the organic, the good quality stuff? Would it be the meat? Or would it be, I don't know, where do we think that the most of the biggest impact on us comes from? Which kind of foods do you think, or which areas of life?
Great question. That's challenging to answer. I would probably say the animal foods, the highest quality, because, you know, those are really supportive in making everything function, our heartbeat, our organs function. So I would say proteins absolutely being of the most quality that you can get. And then, you know, subsequent to that, buying the organic vegetables. And the company, I believe it's called Environmental Working Group, EWG. Every year they publish, it's called the Dirty Dozen, I think. And yes, and so they research which vegetables, fruits or vegetables, and or vegetables, I forget. But so that's a great list to kind of help your guidance of just bringing that to the grocery store. And they do have validity, and they have testing on their site of why they chose that Dirty Dozen, those 12 things that you should not be consuming non-organically.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good resource. I'll see if I can find that and put that in the link in the show notes. EWG. Okay, Dirty Dozen. Yeah, we all need to be aware of that. And like you were saying, you know, I think it is really important not to be too hard on yourself and not to freak yourself out, because I think we can get overly stressed. I mean, as if we need anything else to be stressed about in our lives, you know, looking up.
Yes.
You know, I would, to not put that pressure.
I would say the largest thing people are having challenges with is the stress, because it really takes us from that homeostasis standpoint. And when we're stressed, we lose minerals. When we lose minerals, we can develop symptoms, and symptoms can certainly turn into diagnostic, you know, diseases, whatever, autoimmune conditions. And so if we can take a step back and kind of reverse engineer it, if we can regulate our nervous system, whether that's through the chakras, through you know, just meditating and finding that solitude, that's going to be huge for healing, because no supplement, no amount of exercise, or, you know, that's not going to help you heal or get rid of the symptoms until you address where the stress is coming from.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this, you just touched on the meditation, which is obviously, you know, this is a meditation podcast on the whole, but I noticed that, you know, there was one thing when I was reading up about you, and you'd like to talk about how meditation supports bodily function. I was like, oh, that's like music to my ears. I want to hear her talk about that. So, I mean, you're, and this is the way, I suppose, in which you're suggesting that it does, that meditation supports bodily function because of the stress situation, because of the reduction in stress.
Absolutely. You know, if I believe we've heard of the terms sympathetic and parasympathetic, those are the two different states of our nervous system. When we're in the constant stress, you know, if we're in traffic in the car, if we don't have good relationships with our friends or family or what have you, if we're eating very processed junk food, all of that is stress, and it's putting us into that sympathetic fight or flight state. And over time, like, we're not meant to be in there. We're meant to use that when we need to run away from a burglar, from a tiger, whatever. But because our environment today is very stimulating, this light in my face is blue light hitting my skin. It's stimulating. And so I'm saying that because how can we work on reversing that and putting our system into more of a parasympathetic, which is more of our rest and digest? When we're in this state, we're able to breathe more deeply into our belly. We're able to have a calm conversation with our partner. We're able to just function better, to go to the bathroom in a great way, you know, just calmly. And when we're able to regulate, the whole world changes. It's not like the world is impacting us so much, because inside we are regulated. It's like, I know that our environment can be a very can induce a lot of stress, and so how do we change that? We change that by changing our internal environment.
Yeah.
And one of the great ways is through the chakras. It's is through that meditation and that mindfulness.
Yeah, yeah, that having that, just dropping that awareness into your life and experiencing the benefit of meditation. And I gather you lead meditations as well, don't you?
Just this year it came up. I was like, you know, I think I should do this.
It's so cool. That's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, once you get the bug for it, it's very hard to live without. It becomes a necessity in life, and it's, you wonder how anybody does without it, because it does bring such peace and clarity, and keeps your body centered, keeps that calm sense of clarity that we want to live with. It's very interesting. I mean, I feel like I've got so many different questions. I've wrote down a big note on my book, says epigenetics ? I'm like, whoa. Epigenetics, which is when our genetics can actually be changed by the environment. And this is, I guess, what you're the basis of what your work is, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're talking about that dress protocol with all of those five pillars of how we're that is the lifestyle, that is like your epigenetics changing your genetics. And again, large piece is that mindfulness. If you're able to feel a different way, your body is shifting inside. It's changing your gene expression inside. And that's huge. And I feel like for me personally, the more that I meditate, the more that I feel like I want to meditate. And I remember Dr. Joe Dispenza saying, it is like medicine. That is, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, it is.
Absolutely is. It really is, because when you can actually shift your genetics, when you can change how your genes respond within how they switch on and off, it's huge, and it's so important to if you can, to do that, even if it, you know, and who, I don't believe anybody says they haven't got 15 minutes a day. I know that everyone can go to bed.
Absolutely.
Wake up 15 minutes. Yes.
You know. And if your family has a predisposition to cancer, or if there's diabetes in your family, I want to just validate the person and say, like, sure, that is scary, but you don't have to live that same lifestyle, or you don't have to expect that that's going to happen to you. That is where, in large part, you can take your power back.
Yeah.
And really focus on those epigenetics, the lifestyle factors, because that doesn't have to be your reality either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been so interesting talking to you. And I'm really happy to know about this whole new thing that functional diagnostic nutrition is, because I feel like it makes sense. It feels like it's an obvious thing. I mean, I suppose the one part of the thing that we haven't, of the dress protocol, if you like, we haven't talked about, I think, is the exercise. That's obvious. Do yoga, you do weight training, whatever rings your bells, get do that. Yep. So just talk me through the DRE. Talk me through those. Just mention those one more time, the dress protocol.
Diet, rest,
sleep,
exercise, stress reduction, supplementation.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's a very simple thing that I think many people could go, okay, well, actually I could take on some of that on my own. And if then, you know, if they're not feeling, you know, if they don't feel like they're going through some crisis where they need support, you know, all of those things can be addressed on their own. But I'm interested. So if people want to get in touch with you, I'll put your contact details in the show notes. Are there any other contact things that you'd like to have in the show notes for people to get in touch?
By email would be lovely. Yes. It's discover@fallonmorningstar.com. Or they could find me on Instagram at Fallon Hunter Morningstar. Those would probably be the two great ways to connect with me off the bat.
Okay. Well, I'll put those in the show notes so that people can find you. And thank you for a really interesting conversation. It's been very educational and enlightening. And I feel like you know, I know that everything that you're doing comes from this very lovely place of treating the body as a whole, and treating the energy that within the body as a whole, along with all of these parts that make up this physical life that we have. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing everything.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity of being here and just all of your questions and your energy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for joining me on the Chakraway Meditation Podcast today. I really hope that you have been given some food for thought by Fallon and my conversation. I think it was really interesting to delve deeper and get a little bit more awareness about our nutrition. It's obviously such an important part of our overall health. And so if you want to get in touch with Fallon, if she's struck a chord, if you're interested in going forward with some actual functional diagnostic nutrition, then the best way to reach her is through her email. And that is discover@fallonmorningstar.com. And her Instagram, which is @FallonHunterMorningstar. She's got all her contacts there, so that's probably the easiest sort of one-stop place, and the link for that is in the show notes. I've also put the link for the Environmental Working Group, the EWG, that we talked about, which is a fascinating website and tells you all about the environmental impact on the food that we are buying and how to buy food that has not been pumped full of hormones or chemicals and so on, which is super valuable, of course. And of course, you can get hold of me in the normal way at chakra-way.com, and I will be along with another podcast, another conversation, and more meditations for you very soon. And there's lots more to discover, free resources on my website. So look forward to hearing from you. Lots of love. Bye now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.